my beautiful people, and welcome back. My name's Hannah Hutchinson. I am your host and your conflict coach, and this is the Unconflicted Podcast. I am so excited to be here with you guys. I can't even explain it. I can't even express it. I am ecstatic. I am elated. I am just so excited, and I hope you're excited too. I'm not here to waste any time. I am not here to mess around. If you have been here a while and you've listened to some of my older episodes, you may have noticed that this podcast has been fully rebranded. And in the spirit of fully rebranding what I'm bringing to the table, I thought it would only be fitting to have the first episode be dedicated to that exactly. When I started this business and this podcast back in 2022, I didn't really know what society needed from me, if that makes sense. I feel like I was just in this phase of, okay, I know what my skills are. I know what I bring to the table. I know what my gifts are. I know what my education is. I know what I have to say. But I wasn't sure the best way to communicate those things. And in the past 3 years, as I've spoken to people and worked with people and taken clients and traded services and volunteered and just really been in the community and been in the world of conflict resolution and relationships, one of the things I've noticed the most is that people think the goal is to get rid of conflict or to live a conflict-free life. And for a while, that's definitely what I thought it was too. But at the end of the day, it's not about the conflict you prevent. It's about the repair attempts you make and how you handle the conflict that does happen. Because conflict isn't necessarily a sign of a problem. Having a perpetual conflict that will not go away, consistently comes up, and seemingly cannot be repaired, that is the sign of a mismatch, a problem. But just having conflict is simply information about where you align or don't align. And a lot of that is malleable. Maybe it's a hot take, but a lot of who we are is flexible. That's not to say we should change who we are to fit other people's standards or to make other people like us. It's not about that. We should not do that. But what we should do is know that outside of our core values and the things that mean the most to us and the things that make us who we are, there are a lot of pieces of us and parts of us that do change and shift based on the environments we're in and the people that we're around. And that is normal. And what makes conflict turn into a problem is when there is so much rigidity that there's not room for love or care to be seen and felt, whether it's present or not. And so because the emphasis should be on how we respond in conflict and how we repair conflict and how we move forward with the information we get from conflict, the goal shouldn't be to live a conflict-free life or to be without conflict situations. The goal is to be comfortable enough in conflict situations or having hard conversations that it's not the end of the world and the end of your relationships when those mismatches come up. Because they're gonna come up. So over the last 3 years, as I've learned that this is really the myth that needs busting, I've learned that what people really want, what people want more than anything else that they don't have the words for, is to just be unconflicted. And that doesn't mean to not have conflict. To be unconflicted or to live an unconflicted life is to experience conflict in a regulated way, in a way that improves your connections and builds them, helps them grow, helps you learn more about each other in a way that helps you love each other better. Because I know there are a lot of people out there who need a relationship reset, whether that means with someone new or with the same person, whether that's a partner or a parent or a roommate, they need a reset. And I know that that's a thing and that is important, and I am speaking to that. But I also know that especially in my life right now, the phase of life that I'm in, the people that I know, a lot of the experience of needing a reset is coming in the professional life, in the personal life, not necessarily in the social life. And again, I want to reiterate as much as possible that this can be applied to any context. But I don't want anyone to think that because you're not experiencing a relationship problem, that this doesn't apply to you, because that is so not true. So not true. In fact, this might be for you. So with the idea in mind that I really wanted to help people live a more unconflicted life, I realized that there are a lot of these things that I'm preaching that I still have a really, really hard time with. And I'm not ashamed to admit that. I get really attached really quickly. And especially in my business and in my podcast, once I've invested time and energy and love and passion into something, it's part of me. And it's really, really hard for me then to move on or move forward or change or shift. And it honestly feels like in order to do something different, I have to burn down what I've already done or what I've already created or what I've already put time into. And I just can't buy into that. I just can't believe that that's true. So as I started thinking about what I want to do differently, what I want to bring to the table that's different than what I've been bringing before, what I realized is that I've actually been doing a lot of the stuff I'm saying I want to do. I just haven't been labeling it as what it is. And don't worry, this isn't going to be an episode on labels. Maybe that we can do that a different time. But what inspired this episode specifically is how consistently I hear people talk about how badly they want something that is within their reach, but they don't feel that it's attainable because they are going to have to reset or leave something behind or admit that they've grown or changed in order to get that thing or that person or that goal or that identity. And I know that sometimes it is so easy to feel like you have to burn it all down to start over. But I just really want to be the one to tell you guys that you don't have to do that. That is so not true. You can reset from any point. And as a matter of fact, there is an art to resetting in a way that does the least amount of damage, in a way that is healthiest, in the way that is least toxic, in the way that'll get you the most progress and get you closest to what it is that you want. The art of a reset is such a valuable skill, and anyone, literally anyone, can learn the art of a reset. It is so simple. However, you have to be eligible. Now, the good news is you decide whether or not you're eligible, because it's all about your mindset. Life, circumstances, situations, those things don't disqualify you from being eligible for a reset. You know what does disqualify you? You refusing to make the decisions that you know will better your life. You putting other people's needs before the thing that you need in order to be able to provide for other people. You letting somebody else decide the rules for your life or the decisions that you can or can't make for yourself. Those things that you allow, those things disqualify you. And like I said, you get to decide whether or not you're eligible. Are you going to continue to allow yourself to be disqualified from a reset? Or are you going to decide, I'm eligible for a reset because, one, I know what I want, two, I know what's not aligned in my life, and three, I know that I deserve to have things in my life that are aligned. So if you want to be eligible for a reset, those are the three things you have to believe. And lucky for us, we get to decide what we believe. So do you believe that you deserve a life that's aligned? Do you know what you want out of life? Do you know which parts of your life are not getting you closer and closer to being the person you want and having the life that you want? If your answer is yes, and you know these things and you believe these things about yourself and you are ready and eligible for a reset, here's what you do. Step one, plan what you want. You don't have to have a plan that's perfectly curated and down to the T. You don't even have to have a vision board, though I would recommend it. But you do have to have an idea of what your ideal future looks like, and you need to know what's going to get you from here to there, at least based on what you know now. We don't have to be right. It doesn't have to play out exactly as we think, because, shocker, newsflash, we're going to change. We're going to grow. We're going to evolve. So as we do that, our actions will change, our beliefs will change, things about our plan will change, and that's okay. But step one to building a future you actually like is having a plan to get there. And that plan gets to look like whatever makes sense for you. For me, there's a lot of detail and a lot of color coordination and a lot of spreadsheets, but yours can be scratched on a napkin. It doesn't matter Your brain just needs to know what your plans are. What are we working towards? Your subconscious needs to know what it's using to make decisions. Step two is the step that people don't want to do. Step two is detaching from the things that aren't aligned with that future you want. You know what you want it to look like. You know, at least based on what you know now, what the next steps are to getting you closer and closer to that life and being that person. So what's holding you back? It could be a person, it could be a job, it could be a bad habit, it could be a vice, it could be a TV show, it could be a social media account, it could be a friend group, it could be anything. But if there's something that isn't in alignment, that is holding you back from the future that you want, if the version of you that is living in that future would not be involved with that person or that thing, then it is your responsibility to detach from that thing to allow yourself the opportunity to step into that future that you want. It does not have to be a personal attack on anybody. It does not have to be some huge ordeal. Detachment is largely internal, and it is really, really, really difficult. It's something that takes emotional intelligence to be able to do. But once you're able to detach from something, it becomes a lot clearer what you really want and what makes the most sense for you moving forward. Because being attached to something, especially when there's any kind of avoidant or anxious attachment involved, being attached to something really clouds judgment, because that's what your brain is using to make decisions. And if your brain is using that to make decisions, then it's not using what you want in the future you desire to make decisions. So you're getting stuck in this trap and in this cycle that's not healthy, and it's not going to allow you to progress forward. So step one is plan for what you want. Step two is detach from the things that aren't aligned with what you want. And step three is take action accordingly. And I know that it's so easy to go, yeah, I do this. Of course I do this. Because I do this or because I do that, and that's what future me would want. And that's amazing. You should absolutely keep doing those things. But the opposite is true as well. There are habits and cycles you have to break. There are things you have to unlearn. There are mindsets and beliefs that you have to shift and unshift in order to take up space as the person who fits into the future that you want. You know, one of the things I've heard a few times throughout my life that's always really stuck with me is, you know, the saying about if you ask for strength, you'll get the opportunity to build strength. If you ask for patience, you'll get the opportunity to learn patience. And I think so often we get caught in this mindset of, I don't have what I want. I'm not where I want to be. I can see this future for myself and I don't know why I'm not there. And it either turns into a self-hatred cycle or a self-sabotage cycle or just a cycle of no action, therefore no results. When really what we should be focusing on is the actions that we're taking every single day that are molding us and building us and helping us grow into the type of person we need to be. And if we are dead set on making sure that we are taking the action that aligns with the future we want, then no matter what happens, we are going to be moving in the right direction. You know, someone told me one time, don't be mad when you ask for cake and get the ingredients. And I think that's so fair, because who are we to just get handed the things that we want if we're not ready for them? I think when it comes down to it, we have to know ourselves well enough to know that the passions we have, the gifts we've been given, the things that have been put on our heart, on our soul, on our spirit, in our life, those are there for a reason. And if we are confident enough in that, then even when it's not going the way we planned, even when it's not going the way we think it should go, even when our prayers aren't being answered in the way that we think we want them to be, no matter what that looks like, when you're proud of the way you're showing up in the world and you're proud of what you're putting into the world every day and the people you're pouring into and the people that are pouring into you, then it's really, really hard to be out of alignment. And it's really, really crazy what decluttering your life can do when you start detaching from the things that are no longer serving you. I think that's something we hear preached a lot, but no one talks about exactly how to do it. And when you have a clear plan for the future that you want and the life that you want, and you are simultaneously detached from the things that aren't aligned with that, and also detached from the results because you're focusing on the action that you're taking daily and trusting that that action is going to get you where you're supposed to be, that is what keeps you aligned and on the path you're supposed to be on. And I only say that because I feel like so often we get so scared of doing the wrong thing. There are so many, this is the right way. This is what you should do. If you're not doing this, you're wrong. If you're not doing this, what are you doing? Real influencers do this. Real moms do this. Real teachers do this. Real nurses do this. All of these things are fake, you guys. Consider this your permission, okay? Consider this permission to take action towards your ideal life and to follow through on those actions so authentically that even if you're working towards the wrong thing or you're taking a misstep, each one, each step, each misstep, each failure, and each win is bringing you closer and closer to the person you need to be in order to receive the life and the abundance that you want and that you're working towards. I just want to make sure I add that if there are real reasons that you can't leave, move on, reset, or otherwise, whatever those really big, really serious reasons may be, let me remind you to always be smart and always be safe. But remember that not all solutions are obvious. And while we should always abide by legal guidelines, we should not be letting other people make rules or decisions for how we should live our life and what we should be doing and putting into the world every day. And they especially shouldn't be making decisions or rules about the future that we want or the future we can have. All that to say, if you feel stuck, if you feel like you need a reset, but you don't have a quote unquote good enough reason to move on or try something different or completely rebrand, that's okay. But please know you're not actually stuck. The truth is, if you put together enough not good enough reasons, they become a pretty good enough reason. So don't lose sight of what you want, desperately clinging on to something that's not serving you anymore. So as difficult and daunting as it may feel, you really just have to know what you want, identify what doesn't align, believe that you deserve a life that does align, which arguably may be the hardest step. Plan for what you want, detach from the things that aren't aligned with what you want, and then take action accordingly every single day so that you don't have to question whether or not the moves you're making are moves in the right direction. I love you guys so, so much. Thank you so much for being here. As always, my name is Hannah. I am your host and your conflict coach. I hope you have a beautiful week, and I will see you next week on the Unconflicted Podcast. As a reminder, this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only, which means it should not be used as a substitute for therapy or any other kind of medical or psychiatric advice. If you liked today's episode, please be sure to like, share, or subscribe so that this content can reach more people like you. And if you want to see behind the scenes, exclusive content, everyday shareables, and more, please be sure to follow me on Instagram or TikTok or both. At Your Conflict Coach with two H's. For podcast-related business inquiries, like submissions or questions or comments, you can email me at yourconflictcoachwith2h's@gmail.com, or you can DM me on the podcast Instagram at the Unconflicted Pod. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you guys have a beautiful week. Bye.